The company said that the fire at its plant Monday night was a controlled burn.
It wasn't a controlled burn. It was an active fire that thankfully did not get out of hand.
But Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says he's concerned and distressed Tonawanda Coke prevented emergency personnel from entering the scene. Poloncar says many companies have plans in place to work with first responders.
I know our Emergency Service Commissioner, Dan Nevereth, is very upset about today. Is not only doesn't it appear that there was no plan in place, it was their rejection of help, which is completely opposite. Good companies stand with our local first responders because if there is an incident at their site, they want it taken care of as soon as possible.
In fact, obstructing firefighting operations, Poloncar says, is a Class A misdemeanor.
And I do know that our emergency service personnel has been in touch with the Tonawanda Police Department to determine if charges should be lodged.
Either way, given the company's ongoing environmental issues, Poloncar says,
I hate to see job loss, but we could certainly find a way to replace those jobs based on the incredible boom we're seeing in our economy today. But when you have a company that certainly has not cared about the health and welfare of the people of this region for so long, and then to completely disregard the request from emergency responders when there was an active fire on their site, Tonawanda Coke needs to be closed. It's as simple as that.
The company was fined $12 million in 2015 for violating the Clean Air Act. But regulators say the violations continue, and a federal judge could decide the company's fate as early as Monday. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.